Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, what's up? Hello.
What up? What up?
What's
oh,
up?
Listen, once again, my apologies. Sorry, buddy. It's Brother B. Had some things to take care of. Running late. It is not Big's Red fault this time like the past eight times before.
Yeah, right.
It was all her fault.
Wow.
Definitely all her fault.
Well, that's how my life goes, Brother B. I get blamed for everything anyway. So.
Yeah. Somebody got to do it. Yep. It wasn't me. What up, y'all? What's going on? Another episode of The Menu. Big Rat and Brother B in the house. What is the deal? Oh, to those who celebrated, happy holiday. To those who don't, happy day. And
Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Yeah, we get above ground. It's a great day. You know what I'm saying? So, what's going on, Red? How you doing?
I'm good. Sitting here, chilling. Chilling. Enjoying my day off.
Did you cook?
Yeah, a little something. Nothing traditional. Just a little, some little recipe I found on Facebook. But no traditional hams and turkeys and rabbits and dogs and cats and all that other stuff. I ain't doing none of that.
Oh, Lord. I don't know about eating that stuff.
Well,
okay.
I don't know. Well, some people do.
Oh, yeah.
Some people do.
Not I.
Listen, I watch a lot of what's that guy that come on TV? The guy that come on TV and he goes all the different countries and they be eating all kinds of stuff. So, listen, somebody somewhere is eating. Yeah, I forgot the name.
Something Bourdain. Yeah.
Him
country,
not him. The other guy. Unfortunately, his last name is Zimmerman. Andrew Zimmerman. That's his name. And he goes around the world eating certain,
weird,
you know, all kinds of places. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't do that. But anyway,
yeah.
So, once again, what up, everybody? It is The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red, Brother B in the house. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook, The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMental. Yeah. So, been a lot of stuff going on, man. A lot of stuff in the news.
Well, that's something I'm going to get off my chest, first of all.
Uh-oh.
A little something, yeah.
Okay.
Something I'm kind of, my word that I like to use, perturbed about.
Okay.
Let me just start off by saying, once again, I'm just going to put a little disclosure out there.
Okay.
I, for one, am a person, I do not condone domestic violence of any one man or a woman. And,
farm animals?
Well, them either. You shouldn't do any violence on anybody. You shouldn't do any violence on anybody, anything, a living thing, a creature.
Oh, I just wonder, because, you know, some people, you know, do weird stuff. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Back to the story.
I don't condone, domestic violence, but, you know, I have to address a certain thing that's going on where you see it all over Facebook and Instagram now, where the rapper Fabulous, I don't know if
what
those
did
that
do,
know him.
Rabbit?
Well, apparently some young lady that's a loving hip-hop young lady, I don't know her name, is Emily B or something like that. You know, I don't watch that mess, but, you know, when you're on your news feed, that's all you see. So, obviously, you know, you can't help but look at it. And, he basically supposedly beat her up and knocked her two front teeth out. So now it's this big blown up thing now. And the only thing that I can say about that is that, you know, once again, social media and the powers that be have to always put something out there to, you know, deter everyone from the real issues that's going on. At the end of the day, this is going to come and go, because you know what's going to happen. She's going to go back to him. He's going to apologize. He's going to put another soul tape, mixtape out, or whatever the things is that he put out, and everything's going to be all good. So let's go to the real issue that's going on. The young man that just, you know, that got killed about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, he's not here anymore. So why aren't we making an uproar? Because, you know, people on Facebook, they're like, oh, my God, oh, Fab this and the girl that and this. Why is that an issue? Because at the end of the day, with the money that both of them have, she can get them two front teeth put back in and the veneers or whatever the hell it is that they put, and she's still here. That young man is not here anymore. So that's what we should be talking about.
Okay.
And that's what I wanted to say.
Okay. And, I mean, I feel you. I mean, listen, I didn't hear anything about it.
I don't know how. It's all over the place.
Because, you know, sometimes I really don't mess with. Like, I'm on, the main reason why I'm still on social media is because of the menu. You know what I'm saying, and what we do with that. Otherwise, I may tinker around on Facebook, because one thing with Facebook, I have been able to connect with people that,
right.
You know, like when you lose a phone number and you just never see the person again, but at least with Facebook, you connect with people that you used to go to school
right.
with or
right.
somebody, you know, you just haven't seen in a long time. So,
seen in a long time, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, yep. that's one of the reasons why, but, yeah, I really didn't hear anything about it, and I don't know what he may or may not have been thinking
right.
at the time, but I mean, come on, we put it like this, we don't really know what happened.
Right, exactly.
We really don't know what happened. We can make assumptions. Or we can go off of what, you know, she said,
well,
but we really don't know what happened.
You off, supposedly, they're now posting a video. Like I said, I just see it because, like I said, when I scroll through, you know, Facebook, because, you know, I have, certain people on my, you know, page. Supposedly now there's a video of him spazzing out on the young lady's father and her and his bodyguards are trying to hold him back, and the father supposedly came to the house, and, you know, they're going back and forth. He's like, so it's like they're using that as, once again, oh, the angry black man. Oh, look at him. He's getting mad, and he's cursing her father out, and then he's coming after us. Oh, yeah, he's violent. And, you know, that's the sad thing about it. Just because you see that instance of him being a little erratic, that doesn't mean that he did that. He was mad at that time. Anybody, you could catch a glimpse of them. They may not be mad all the time, or they may not get like that all the time, but if it's a certain situation that may have happened that got them like that, then, yeah, you're going to catch them at that bad time.
Well, this is what I find interesting, how these cameras are just conveniently all over the place. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Like, somebody's just conveniently, you know, just recording when
right.
this situation just happened. Like, yo, listen, unless you got some type of, like, button where your camera just automatically starts recording something, like, I got to unlock my phone, then I got to go through the apps and to find my camera, and then I got to hit the record, move it off of pictures, and hit the record
right,
button. Like, somebody already had that set up, yo. Like real talk. Like, come on, man. We'll sit there, and insult our intelligence. You know, that's
right, exactly.
But,
right,
listen,
I don't get it.
All these years Fab has been out. All these years.
Mm-hmm.
And, I ain't never heard nothing about Fab. Never.
The only
never
thing I
heard,
heard
nothing about Fab.
It's not like that, exactly. The only other thing I heard about him is that it was some type of he was at some club.
He got shot in the ass.
That's the only thing I ever heard about him. But otherwise, and that, you know, I never really, you know, he never was that type of dude. I think he was more like a, you know, like a laid back dude. He did his music, he did what he had to do, you know, whatever. But you never heard nothing, you know, like really crazy with him. So it's just like,
yeah,
I don't know. This
how
society
do we know,
is.
Listen, how do we know that he wasn't provoked? See, everybody wants to say,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying, always want to think the negative. But
what I'm saying.
Put yourself in this situation because you don't really know what happened. So who knows if his father said something and he went like, what? And then she got in it and maybe he mushed or something. Like, no one really knows.
Right.
No one knows.
Right.
You
got
to be in that situation. And trust me, we're going to get into a lot of that stuff tonight. So
right.
I guess, you know, at this point, we might as well just get ready to,
yeah,
to get into it. Once again, this is Big Brad, Brother B, The Menu, Monumental on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, the guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. So, our topic for tonight, whose lives really matter? Now, before I start to go in, because Brother B is really about to go in, for all those dummy jackasses that want to try and say that, oh, he must be racist. 'Cause, you know, I feel I have to just always say the disclaimer. No, I'm not racist.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not bigot.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not biased. I just call a spade a spade. And if you don't like it, do not think that your feeble attempt to label me something that you want me to be is something that me or logical minds will accept. You know, like I said, I just try to be a straight shooter about things. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm not in this to be right. It's communication, it's conversation. We all, you know, we all grown folks here. Some of us, you know, may be coming up, but there's no reason why we just can't, you know, talk about things.
Mm-hmm.
And as you brought up earlier, the situation that happened in Sacramento, California, with a young man getting shot and killed. Now, first, it was like 20 shots. You know, the headlines is like 20 shots. And, you know, of course, it always seems to be two Caucasian cops. Well, I'm sorry. You know, because another thing that we're not going to do is we're not going to beat up on law enforcement, because law enforcement is not to blame. It's the individuals that take these jobs,
mm-hmm,
and they abuse and misuse the authority. Once again, we're not going to beat up on law enforcement. It is the individuals that get these jobs and they misuse and abuse their authority. Let's get that out the way first. But yeah, it always seems to be two Caucasians shooting a black man. And I'm sure there are other shootings out there that are going on, but it just so happens that it seems like the media just loves the white and black thing. So I guess we have to run with it, right?
Exactly.
So, story has it, he was in his grandmother's backyard, and he got shot. So I painfully and sadly watched the body cam tape.
Okay.
Yeah, I found some. I mean, I'm no lawyer, but it doesn't take a brain scientist, a brain, you know, whatever, a brain surgeon,
mm-hmm,
to see that was a bad shoot.
Right.
But you're talking to a person who, you know, carries a firearm for work, and, you know, I've done training and stuff like that. It was a bad shoot.
Okay.
I think,
okay,
once again, either we have fear that played a factor, or we just had too much bravado going on. And I think it's probably a little bit of both. To be running to wherever they rent to, because they got reports. Apparently there were reports of someone with a crowbar. First he was breaking into cars, and then he was like supposedly breaking into houses. Okay.
Okay, but what kind of description did they have? What kind of description was it?
All I know is they said somebody with a crowbar. You know, the media is not going to fill in all the blanks. They're just going to stick to certain words. So somebody was called, with a crowbar. It's a predominantly black neighborhood, so they're probably going to assume that it's somebody that's of, you know, black. And from the body cam footage, these guys were running, and they saw him in the yard. And they said something, and then, but the next thing you hear is gun, and then shots.
That sounds so horrible. It's ridiculous.
But no, that's not the worst of it. That's not the worst of it. Now, as you continue to watch the body camera footage, these guys, the two officers, are kind of talking to each other. One is saying, yeah, I shot five times. Yeah, I know I shot five times. But how many times did you shoot? So the one officer says to the other one, you should do a TAC, reload. Now, TAC is short for tactical. So a tactical reload is when, like, let's say you have a magazine with 10 rounds in it. And you shoot, and you're not sure how many rounds that you shot, you drop your magazine and put in a fresh one that's already full, and then you get back on target. So you just shot numerous times. You're having this conversation about who shot how many times, and you need to attack, reload. Meanwhile, they're like, you know, calling out to the dude. All right. What was the purpose of calling out to him? You shot about 20 times. He's dead, or he's not moving.
Right, he's not moving. If he was moving, he's moving.
If for him to still be standing, either he was hopped up on something, or he had to be Superman. For you to shoot all them rounds and for him to still be standing, or at least to be moving. So, you know, you hear a whole bunch in the background them talking and saying, like, you know, we should hit him with a non-lethal. I found that disturbing. So you're going – because they weren't sure they were going to approach. So with approaching him, because they feel that, oh, they wasn't sure if he was alive or he was just playing like he was dead or something, they wanted to – One cop was talking about a non-lethal, which is a non-lethal round, a round that won't penetrate the skin. But my thing is, you're still talking about, first of all, I was wondering where the threat was. The whole thing is to stop the threat.
Right, exactly. They didn't even say, exactly.
He was on the floor. This threat was stopped. But he wasn't even a threat, because he was there. You said you saw a gun. So you shot, he's on the floor, you're trying to communicate with him, he's not moving, you're talking about using non-lethal, then you talk about using a taser, then someone else, a female comes on, officer comes on the scene, because you hear it in the tape, and and she's saying, sir, we can't help you or get you assistance if you don't let us know, you know, if you're okay or whatever. Okay, see all that right there?
Yeah.
All that right there?
It's BS. BS. Because
I think someone. Yeah. Go ahead. There's somebody
that had. Go ahead.
No, go.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but you know, it sounds like it's like like a script like that. Okay, we have to say these things. We already. My thing is, to me, and what I from what you're saying, because I didn't really watch it because I didn't have the heart to. I really don't have the heart to watch that. From what you're saying to me, it's like, okay, they know that he was dead. They was like, okay,
yeah.
Being that everything has to be recorded, we have to say these things so they can know that we made an effort, or they can. So when it
yep.
comes out, oh, we made an effort to try to help this young man, but they already knew he was dead. They already knew it.
Yeah. You had to, they had to save face.
Exactly.
They had to save face. Yeah, I didn't really want to watch it, but I watched it. And, of course, like the last, I believe, like 3 or 4 minutes of it went silent, and then it came back on. Like you
right,
saw
they
a visual,
say that it
but
went
there
out.
Was no more audio. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's no doubt in my mind that somebody knew that they screwed up. Now, during the let's go back. So, after all the conversation, I think like a big wig, maybe a captain, came on the scene, and then you hear the one of the officers saying, "Yeah, from what I perceived, he had a gun." All right.
Hmm.
Once again, people, let's pull out a dictionary, go to Google, and look up the word perceive.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm going to do it right now. And I walk with me. Yeah, just walk with me. And because that right there was just kind of disturbing in itself.
I think I got it.
Sorry, bud.
Oh, mine ain't coming up because I'm on the phone.
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was going to come up and it ain't coming up.
Okay, so. Perceive. Become aware or conscious of something. Come to realize or understanding. Okay, that's the verb, the second, because you know, usually you have two definitions. Okay, the second one is interpret or look on. So, and then
right.
from what you see, to me, what you perceive is not rooted in fact. So you didn't factually know that he had a gun. You just said gun and started shooting.
Right.
Once again,
exactly.
Back to the title of tonight's show, Whose Lives Really Matter?
Exactly.
It's obvious. If you can be so careless to just throw certain things into the wind. But you know what? It's okay when it's a black person. And I'm going to just go there because I don't care if you're African. I don't care if you're Hispanic. I don't care what nationality you are. Because 9 times out of 10, most of the people that come over to this country, some of them really seem to have an issue with the black American. And then other places, it's just black, period.
Right. Right. And that's why, you know, it seems like that's why... You know, our lives don't. That's why the lives don't matter. That's why our lives don't matter. Because society is making it seem like our lives don't matter.
Well, it's not. It's not society. I mean, listen. Let's take it back. From when the Pilgrims got here, and they tried to wipe out the Indians,
because
they wanted to take the land and do what they wanted to do. I mean, really? Then you turn around and you want to build country, but you just don't want to do it yourself. So you go get slaves and you start doing the slave trade. And, you know, I went to the museum
right,
in D.C. And I really didn't know how much money that the white man or white people have made off of the slave trade. But yeah. You you want to say what you can say what you want to say about black people, but we are this country, whether you like it or not.
Exactly.
And don't seem to think that this country would have gotten built the way it is without black labor. So you can have your attitude. Because you know what? If anybody, you know, want to challenge me on this, you can call or you can pick up a book and you can do the reading for yourself, unbiased reading. Don't see it for what you want to see it. Read it for what it is. And I don't want to hear nothing about, oh, what says about slaves in the Bible and all this and that. First of all, the Bible was translated by man. I don't want to hear it.
That's right. Absolutely. Man's interpretation.
Yeah. So if we can briefly go back to the shooting in Sacramento. So how do we get here? How do we get here? Because you know what? Then you turn around and you see the newspaper, and what does it say? Oh, the coroner's report, he was shot 8 times, and they were all in the back? Okay, I'm
cowards.
Confused.
Cowards.
So how could you see a gun if somebody wasn't even facing you? Well, you know,
right,
but you know
exactly
what that says
right.
to me? You know what that says to me? You didn't see anything at all. You just saw a silhouette.
Right. Because
you just
he's
saw
trying to pull his cell phone out of his pocket?
That's what they said? Well, how would
no,
that
I'm...
the whole thing? No. They just said that they saw a gun.
Oh, I think I read that he was trying to pull his cell phone out of his pocket.
All right,
when, like,
you know
when
what?
The story first started.
Listen, when it comes to the media, I learned a long time ago, the first five to 10 hours, you possibly maybe believe anything after that they start mixing up the story. And
yeah,
this I
see,
think
that's
the story was
saying.
Mixed up from the jump because. All right, first of all, it's nighttime. Rest in peace, Stephen Clark. Rest in peace, brother. I'm sorry, Stephon Clark. He's in his grandmother's backyard. If he was on his phone, how do you mistake a phone that's lit up for a gun?
Exactly. And then according to what you said, They supposed to be looking for somebody with a damn crowbar. Isn't a crowbar much longer than a gun or like?
Of course,
yeah,
it is.
Exactly.
Of course
so,
it is. Of course it is. But my thing is this: all right, 8 rounds to the back. So he wasn't even facing you.
Right.
So once again, where was the threat if his back was to you? All they saw was somebody black. I think that if they didn't see anything else, they just saw a black man. That's all they saw.
It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And it's like they don't – it's like, all right, once again, I understand you're a law enforcement officer. I get all of that. Once again, we know the thing of, okay, you want to get home to your family. So do we, you know, these young black men, they want to get home to their families or, you know, whoever they live, you know, they want to get home as well. But at the end of the day, okay, did you just think for a minute and say, you know what, let me use like a moment of clarity before I just start shooting people?
Well, see, that's the whole thing.
These are human beings. These are not
fear.
Like it's an animal. Or it's
we're
like,
not human
like
beings.
A animal,
stop it.
A rabid animal.
Red.
Yeah, I know.
Stop it.
Know.
We're not human beings to them.
I know.
We're tools.
I know.
Listen, let's stop biting tongues. Let's stop playing games. Let's just call it what it is. And we let's also call a spade because most of you black people out here, whether of Caribbean or African or American, whatever, you allow it. You allow the fuckery. So don't act all shocked when shit happens because you allow it. So you're going to sit here and try and tell me that this is okay. I don't give a damn about what's going on in Fabulous's life. God bless him. God be with him. We talking about some dude, like you said earlier, Stephon Clark, 8 times in the back. Mm-hmm. Really? Then a year later, they released some information about Alton Sterling, another mm-hmm. view of the video. Listen, that was another bad shoot. Dude was on the floor, scared out of his freaking mind because he probably knew I'm about to die.
Right, exactly.
But people want to call it resisting. Listen, if you knew you was about to die, wouldn't you fight for your life? Listen, I don't care if you got a badge, if you got a stick. I don't care who you are. First of all, your life, you know what I'm saying? Saving yourself. I believe that's like the first rule of law, self-preservation.
Yep.
So when you talk about some legal shit, do you really think that somebody wants to hear that when you're coming to kill them or they know that they're about to die? Let's think real here. To hell with the legal system, because it's obvious that it's not working.
Not at all.
And it's not working, and it's not for us. So, you know, I mean, hey. But my whole thing is, how do you justify putting the gun to his head? Why was the gun to his head? Why was the gun to Alton Sterling's head? What procedure is that? To me, that's just like, you know, what you thought you was in a movie or something. You're a law enforcement professional. You ain't supposed to be putting a gun to somebody's head like that. This ain't no goddamn Beverly Hills Cop movie or something. What the hell is wrong with you?
Right. And that's the thing. They sort of think that's how it's supposed to be. You watching movies and you know, I'm sure some of them have played video games and think, okay, this is not, once again, you're being trained to do a job. This is supposed to be de-escalation, not escalating the situation. You're supposed to de-escalate it. How is it when the person gets killed, that's not de-escalating it? Because now because now the family's going to start speaking out. Other people are going to get riled up. It's like, that's not how that's supposed to be. Who is training these people? Where did they get training from?
See, that's the thing, Red. It's not about the training. It's the individual. See, it's about the intentions of the person. Like, you go on a job, you go to a job interview. Your intention is to get the job. Your intention is to get a paycheck so you can pay your bills or you can live your life and, you know, things of that nature. Those are your intentions. Some people have wicked intentions. Some people get these jobs so they can be like, hey, I can get me a free ride. I can do whatever I want to do. Some of them were suckers. Some of them were individuals with low self-esteem. They got bullied, so they turn around and they get a badge or a position of authority, and then they abuse it.
But, you know, let me ask you, maybe you can answer. Okay, now,
You're breaking up.
I'm better
breaking
now?
Breaking up. What's wrong with you? Yeah, you better now.
Okay.
What's up?
So now let me ask you a question. Now, do you think that, because I know a lot of times, or I know a lot of officers they have military training. Now, do you think that, or a lot of them have been in the military, let me just say that. So do you think that maybe that might also be like a trigger?
No.
One as well?
No.
You don't think so?
No. Because the whole thing is this. So at some point in time, you have to use your brain. Especially when you have a firearm, you have to be even more conscious of what you're doing or how you're doing it. Because the whole thing is, you can take somebody's life just like that, or your life can be taken just like that. No one knows the situation when you come up on it. No one knows how to react until the situation happens. So I can't fault or won't fault anyone for fear. But in the same token, you knew the type of job that you were walking into. Just like I know at any given time, I can get shot, or I may have to shoot somebody to defend myself or defend someone else. But I tell you one thing, I will make sure at all times it's within legal parameters. Just like somebody can say a certain word that'll trigger you, there's only certain things that you can do to get me to have to react in such a way.
Right. Right, I get you.
There are triggers, and some people, anything could be a trigger for them. Anything. It should never be that easy to shoot somebody or to harm somebody, but some people just have different intents.
Well, the reason why... go ahead.
Well, go ahead. No, go ahead. What you saying? The reason why you was asking...
No, well, I had asked that because I was listening to something on the radio. You know, they were basically saying that... You know,
I'm breaking up again.
I'm breaking up again.
Yes, man. What's
Hello?
Wrong with you, man? Hello.
Hello.
Earth
is
calling
better?
Big Red. Earth the Big Red. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Okay. So it's like, you know, they were speaking about how, you know, like, you know, the same thing we were talking about. And basically saying that, you know, a lot of these officers, you know, have been in the military and they use military. Like, they're getting the training, but then it's like they're using their whatever they learned in the military on, you know, civilians, you know, civilians. And it's like that's only supposed to be, when you're in the military, yeah, that's when you use those tactics, because that's a different, to me, that's a different situation, because you're dealing with different types of people, not just with civilians on the street.
I'm breaking up again.
Holes and you know, shooting them to kill them, and it was that type
okay.
of thing.
Okay, right. What are you doing? Why you keep breaking up? What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm sitting right here.
Are you doing something you ain't supposed to be doing? That's why you talking and breaking up at the same time. You breaking up again. Come on, man. You messing up the floor. I'm trying to listen to what you're saying, and you're breaking up.
I don't know. I'm sitting right here trying to move over.
Maybe somebody mad about our broadcast. Anyway.
Okay.
You
hear me better now?
Yes. I hear you better. Yeah. Listen, I still believe it's all about the individual. It's like we're both human, but it doesn't mean that certain things that you eat will affect me the same way certain things that I eat will affect you. Everyone is different.
Okay.
Everybody intakes things, you know, processes information differently. Some people, see, that's the whole thing. Some people are built for certain things and some people are not. Some people try to build themselves to be brave. Some people are just born brave.
Okay.
It is what it is. I think that in certain cases, now I've come across lots of people in my lifetime, thank God. And I've come across a lot of, you know, military personnel. And I've never ran into anyone that was former military or current that was just kind of really extra.
Okay.
You know, I've never really, so I don't think, like I said, I don't blame it on the training. I don't think the training is just what the person becomes. See, any people change when you give them information.
Right,
it takes is for you to give the wrong person the right thing, and then you can make them for the better or can make them for the worse. Just like,
okay.
I'm sure, I'm just like in this country. You know, listen, I understand everybody trying to catch a break. Everybody want to live the dream. People want to have money, but then you got some people that just want to get money and don't want to work for it. They don't have no real work ethic. Whatever.
Right.
You know, to each his own. One thing that I'm getting tired of is the perception of black people are this, black people are that, blah, blah, that. Then you want to talk about black, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Black Lives Matter. No, Black Lives don't matter. Or all lives matter. Okay, all lives do matter. But we wouldn't be talking about all lives mattering if somebody wasn't killing black people up.
Right, exactly. Because that's where that started from.
Exactly. Now, if you want to look at the psychology of it or the history of it, I mean, come on now. We've all seen the pictures, and if you haven't, you can Google it. You've seen those pictures. Remember when they used to lynch black people years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the times they're still doing it now. But what they're not doing, see, what they used to do was take pictures. They would have a whole crowd, and they would hang them in front of everybody. And then the bodies would just be left there to hang from the tree. Well, first, if
like
they
made an example.
Him,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they didn't beat him and torture him or her first, so they would hang the body there and leave it dangling. And then they would take pictures with it.
Right.
The psychological effect. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The kids. Some of those kids from then are probably judges and lawyers now.
Yeah,
congressmen now.
Yeah, half of their grandkids is probably the ones that's police officers and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, but my thing is, you can't call that normal. You have to really think about it. Somebody that would hang, somebody that would actually beat another person and then hang them, watch them die if they weren't already dead, and
set them on fire. They did a whole bunch.
Yeah, well, they
more,
did that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just watch the death of a person. Just watch the body hang. That's not normal. That's not normal. For anyone
and,
to call this
mm-hmm.
a civil society, this society is not civil.
Right.
And I challenge somebody to prove it. I challenge anybody to prove it. This ain't no civil society. Because in a civil society, you wouldn't be doing shit like that. In a civil society, we would not be sending men and women over to other countries to go defend our borders. No, have them here to defend our borders if need be. But what's
right.
the purpose of war?
Of these homegrown terrorists. Mm.
Yeah, what's the purpose? I mean, come on. You just had this kid who shot up 17 kids, killed, took 17 lives. And you want to paint some picture like, oh, he's troubled? Yo, real talk. Let's cut the bullshit. One time, maybe one or two times, and I think they really tried to press the issue, but I've only heard of two cases of a black person that was in the field of law enforcement. That was a police officer that shot somebody white, and they made a big deal out of it. It was two cops, I believe it was 2 years ago, two black officers. They had shot into the car because the father was doing some erratic stuff in the car. They had shot into the car and it hit his son. His son was autistic, and he died.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think there was a African police officer, and I don't remember where it was, but he had shot a white woman. Because he said that she was acting erratic or whatever. Of course, they're throwing the book at all of them. But the double standard is interesting when the white person, the Caucasian cop, gets to go free and he says, well, I was in fear of my life. You think
so
no one else was in fear of their life?
Right, exactly. So they wasn't in fear
of
their life.
Well, because the black man and the black woman and the black child are nothing. You're like, we don't... Our lives mean nothing. So once again, when somebody wants to talk about Black Lives Matter, I'm not getting into the whole movement of things. I'm just saying, yeah, our lives do matter. Everybody
why
else
do we
wanna
have
fight
to try
for rights.
Prove that all the time.
Well, that's the whole thing. We shouldn't have to prove anything. We're human, just like anybody else. But see, that's the thing. You know, there's still people with that thought of we're one third of a human being, like we're nothing. I mean, come on. You want us to entertain you? You want us to throw a basketball, a football? You know, you want us to be all creative and artsy, and all that's cool as long as we stay in our.
No, they don't even want us to do that. Yeah, but that's the thing. Even now, if you look at even with that, just like you said, basketball, football, and that's it. That's the only two things that we're supposed to do, and maybe the music thing. But when you start venturing off into other things, that's look at when Venus and Serena, you see how they did them. Okay, and them girls was good. They're excellent, but guess what? They was coming at them every which way. Even the other tennis players were coming at them, and it's like, are you kidding me? It's like, really? But now they're trying to, even if you look at it, they're even trying to take away, wait, not trying to take away the football thing, but not, like I said, Kaepernick, is he on somebody's team as of yet? No, he ain't going to be on nobody's team.
Because
so they're even trying to
Kaepernick,
take that away.
Because Kaepernick went against what they believe. Like, put like this, you can't be a minority, or especially a black person, and be defiant. When they say jump, you're supposed to ask how high and where. Simple and plain. Like I said, we're going to call a spade tonight. It is what it is. Listen, I know there's a double standard. All right? I know there's a double standard. I know you don't like me. But guess what? I really don't care. I'm just trying to live my life and do what I do, and that's that.
Exactly.
That's all. I'm not trying to be your jackass. I'm not trying to be your friend. I'm not trying to be your son. I'm not trying to really do much for you. I'm just trying to do for me and mine. And that's that. And I'm sure there are other people out there.
But you feel that they're taking it from them.
Well,
you feel, they
well,
feel
of
that
course.
You're taking that.
I mean, Red, look at it like this. Once again, when people want to say all lives matter, okay, where's the protest? Every state in this goddamn country should be protesting. What happened to that dude? Because it constantly seems to happen. Every so often, it gets quiet for a year or two, and then it happens. From Tamir Rice to Trayvon Martin to countless others, Sandra Bland, it happens.
Yeah.
But it's okay because it's now the norm. Listen, ain't nothing changed from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Listen. Black people still don't matter. Our lives don't matter. And you don't have to tell me that because I already know. All I can say is just leave me the fuck alone.
Exactly.
I don't mess with you. I don't mess with you. Don't mess with me. Just leave me the fuck alone, man. Because when I look at the picture of this man with his girl and his two kids, his two sons, two sons who are probably going to grow up to hate police. Why? Because someone had to explain to them, oh, well, your father was killed by police. Well, what daddy did? He didn't do nothing. He was just standing in the yard.
Exactly.
It's not a horrible tragedy. It's a tragedy if it was an accident. This is not an accident.
It's an assassination. That's what it is. That's how I feel about when those things go on. It's like an assassination.
It's a purge. It's a purge because you know what? Rarely do you hear about the let's say it, the big black dude with the gun rushing and shooting at the cops, having shootouts and this, that, and the third, and him getting shot. No, you're shooting unarmed.
Yeah.
Unarmed black men and women, which means you're a fucking coward.
Yep, exactly.
This is why when they talk about gun rights and gun laws, listen, they need their guns. they need those guns. Because they need those guns against us. Like, they think that we are going to start some mass movement to, oh, let's beat up white people. Listen, most black people don't give a damn about what you're doing or how you're doing it. We just trying to do us. We just trying to live our lives.
We're trying to live. She's trying to pay rent and work and eat and survive. Ain't nobody thinking
about them like
that.
But you know what, Red? But you know what, Red? I think that's the problem. I think it's the problem that we're going about our everyday or day to day, and we're not mad. We're not flipping out. Like, you ever been in a situation or around somebody where, like, they're mad because you're not mad?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, what's that all about? Caller 7463, you're on the air with the menu. What up? Hello? Caller 7463. All right, well, back to what I was saying. I think a lot of them are mad because we're not mad. Like, we're not looking for blood. We're not looking to destroy them. For what? Our level of consciousness is different from yours. Our level of patience is different from yours. If we have to do the tit for tat thing, because you know what? After all we've been through, we still here. We just thankful to be here. We ain't mad. We don't need to be mad, but we do get angry. We do get frustrated when shit like this happens.
And my thing is this: we should be mad because once again, they love to tell us, oh well, the slavery happened a long time ago, and this happened a long time ago, and you know we're sorry for what happened, this, that, and the other. But guess what? You shouldn't have. And I'm gonna say it, and you know, I hope nobody gets mad with me, and I'm just saying out there. But then they want to always bring up 9/11. It's like, you don't want us to forget that, but we're supposed to forget slavery. Just like with the Jews, with the Holocaust. You want them to, once again, they want them to forget, oh, forgive and forget, and that was a long time ago, but then you don't want people to forget 9/11. Like, it's like y'all are still angry about 9/11. And once again, I get that, and, rest in peace to the people that lost their lives, but you know what? Look at all the people that we have lost, and the Jews have lost, and, whatever other nationality that has been through, like, a mass hating. Look at, who their family members that they have lost throughout years, or generations they've lost.
Red, it doesn't support the heroic red, white, and blue. It doesn't support the narrative.
But how, if they were, once again, if it wasn't for the indigenous people, y'all wouldn't have been here. This was their land.
Well, listen. Yeah.
I know what you're saying. I get it, but I'm just saying,
this is their land, but listen. No one ever really wants to. Listen, you know what's interesting? What's the most interesting? You know how you talk to somebody and they, like a kid. He spilled something on the table. But he says, I ain't do that. Yo.
Right.
You just wipe it up.
Why
should I wipe it up? I ain't do it. Yo, I saw you, but you ain't see me. You trying to tell me something wrong with my eye? Listen, it wasn't me. That's the game.
Right, and that's the thing that baffles me.
The Indians?
The
indigenous people? We didn't kill them. We had to defend ourselves because when we got here, we was like, hey, we just want to stop here, chill for a little bit. And they attacked us, and we had to defend ourselves. And it just so happens that a lot of them got wiped out because, we got frustrated, and we just had to start doing things because they kept attacking us. You see where I'm going with this?
Right, yeah. I know, yeah. That's why I said,
it's a story baffling to me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. His
that's why I said it's baffling. to me the way it's, you know, it's always, oh, it's our country. We're going to take our country back, and you don't belong. What do you mean you don't belong here? You brought us over. Like when they speak, you know, when that happens, and they, oh, you don't belong. Sir, you do realize that you guys brought us over here. We didn't ask to be put. We y'all captured us like animals
and then brought our family members
over here.
And then you had some tribal leaders saying, here, take them with you. Take, you know, here, we got some people for you to take with you.
Right.
We don't want them here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, except for the indigenous people, everybody's an immigrant. Everybody's a damn immigrant. Except for the indigenous people.
Exactly.
We all immigrants up in this joint.
Exactly.
Some people just don't want to get their passport stamped. That's all.
Right, exactly. So, I mean...
Wait, hold on. Do we have another caller on?
I don't know. Hello?
I thought I heard something else in the background. Okay. Go ahead, Red.
Yeah, so that's the thing that just... That baffles me. Like, oh, this is our country and our... How? And it's like, sometimes I have to sit down and think, like, when I, you know... What, you know, see the news is here, you know, all that, all this is our country. Even when I watch little like shows and they, you know, have shows about racism and stuff like that and how to, you know, we're going to take our country and this, I'm like, I don't understand where did they get this concept from? I mean,
well,
I know
it was. Well, go ahead, finish. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I know it was something that's like basically. I'll say it was brainwashed into them because I just don't know how you figure this is your country only.
Prime example, Red. Remember Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd? Remember
yes.
that movie?
Yes.
Prime example. Privilege. Once again, it goes down to that privilege. This is my privilege. Like, I'm, you know, privileged. This is who I am, and this is who you are. Because they've been telling us, they've been telling black people who they are since we got here.
Mm-hmm.
They've been giving us direction since we got here. And see, once again, let's switch it to the black people. What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Yep.
Y'all, listen, don't get mad. Don't get mad. When shit happens, because you know what? Y'all ain't going to do nothing about it anyway.
Exactly, and that's how they look at it.
What you going to do? You going to go march? But that was, well, you go march all you want to. We've been marching. You can put on your Nikes, you can march wherever you can do, or whatever you want to do. March, what's it going to do? What we need to start doing is taking the pen to the paper. We need to start educating ourselves. We need to know the language. You're so busy knowing rap lyrics and all this other bullshit. You need to enlighten ourselves to stuff that matter.
Right. Right.
This is what we're not doing. And it's a problem. It's a serious problem. You can't complain about what's going on unless you're going to get some tools to fix it.
Right, or try to be that change. Exactly. Exactly.
But but a lot of us are not picking up the tools. You're going to a mechanic, and you're telling the mechanic to do it, but you're not trying to learn it yourself. Then what happens when the mechanic charges you $500 just to change the air filter? You get mad. Oh, that's a lot of money. Well, listen, you don't want to learn yourself, and this is my rate. So you're going to pay my rate. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Stop going to the mechanic. Learn.
Yep. Pick up a book and learn it yourself. Learn it yourself because, like I said, it's to the point where, you know, the powers that be, they know. They know that that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a march. Everybody's going to speak out. And then guess what? In another day or two, nobody's going to care about what happened.
Exactly.
And once again, and like I said, that's why I said in the beginning, what I said I had, you know, in the beginning of the show, We're busy. It's like that young man got killed, about a week or 2 weeks ago? So now, once again, it's only been 2 weeks. So now, and like I said, you didn't really, like, you know, a few people here or there were saying something about it, but now with this thing, Fabulous, oh, that's all, now that's a big thing now. Now you forgot about this. You know, like I said, at the end of the day, he can still see his children. This young man can't.
Yep.
Okay, this young man is okay, then these children don't have a father anymore. This dude is still here. He's going to be able to do whatever he's going to do, the visitation rights or whatever the heck it is going to happen. He's going to still be able to see his children. This young man cannot see anybody, his mother, grandmother, aunt, nobody, children, nothing.
His children have to grow up without their father.
Right, and you're making, once again, it's like it's on to the next thing. And you, like I said, it's the youngest, you know, we, of course, because we're older, we're more in tune to it. But see, the problem is a lot of this younger generation that, like I said, they're not thinking about that. They don't care. They're so disconnected and so used to things happening that until this stuff doesn't even affect them.
Well, you know why it doesn't affect them? Now, I have to throw shade on some people or just certain things. Now, back in our day, you know, in the hip-hop music, you had different genres. You had your hardcore music, and you had your conscious music, and you had your party music. But you know what? I'll never forget from those hardcore gang-banging-ass L.A. cats. And then New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got people from other places came together, self-destruction.
Right.
I mean, come
right.
on.
Yep.
You had everybody came together to just to like, yo, we got to stop this.
Right.
Now,
York,
look
well,
at it today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had self-destruction, and then, you know, over on the West Coast, they had, what was the name of the song? The Same Gang or something like that.
They had their own
All in the Same Gang, yeah. So, yeah, exactly.
But now, you have, like, rappers talking about, just press the button. Destroy yourself. Press the button.
Press the button.
Nobody cares. Press the button.
Exactly. Absolutely.
We all going down.
Exactly. We all doomed. So guess what? Who cares? You know. Yeah.
Yeah. They all popping pills. You know, talking about. Sniffing this, doing that. A whole bunch of listen. That's not what hip hop is about. Some people talk about, oh, it's evolution. No, it ain't evolution. Like, come on, man. The music is not about talking about recreation and drug use and all this. Like, really? Come on, man. Back in the days, we used to say certain things. Yes, we did. You know, with the music and the music, but we're a little bit more discreet. Just a little bit more discreet. Just a little bit.
Now, it's not, like I said, it's just the fact that they're disconnected, and that's why they're disconnected, and they know, and the thing is, they know these companies, executives and companies, they know, okay, just put him out there. We know to put him out. We know how to get them. We know how to, like I said, divert them from what the real issues are that's going on out here. We don't want them to talk about conscious stuff, because then when you start talking about conscious stuff, they don't want to hear that.
Well, see, that's the thing. You think their kids are listening to that? And if they are, they're telling their kids, listen. They're telling their kids the truth. This guy who made this song, he don't have no money unless I give it to him. These guys ain't this. These guys are that. They're not really living these lives. This is all fake. They're all little ghetto people.
But their kids are
they're
the ones that's trying to be like them.
Yeah, but that's why the music has become a problem. Hip hop has become a problem. Like I said, man, listen, if we don't care about ourselves, how the hell are we going to? We don't give a damn. So how can we expect somebody else to give a damn if we don't give a damn about ourselves? We're too busy talking about destruction. We're too busy destroying each other. Like, you know, one of the biggest things, and I hate when some people bring it up, oh, well, why do you, if black lives really matter, why are you shooting each other? That's not what we're talking about here. So don't
exactly.
try to, like, don't switch it up.
Oh, because you know they love to put that, oh, well, they're killing each other anyway. What does
yeah,
that
look
mean?
At
that
Detroit. Look
mean,
at this.
That
look
doesn't
at that.
Mean you, right, exactly. That doesn't mean that you can just kill us because they're killing each other. We don't want them to kill
yeah.
each other either.
Yeah. Like, we, like, it's okay for black, it's okay for black on black crime, but, yo, there's white on white crime, there's Spanish
right.
on Spanish crime, there's Indian on Indian crime. I mean, what is the problem? Like, why all of a sudden something has to be exclusively black on black and everybody else, with anybody else, is just, it is what it is. No.
Right.
No. But once again, we allow it. We allow it.
Right, exactly. That's what, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We allow,
exactly.
We allow ourselves to be labeled. We allow ourselves to be treated a certain way. And then we want to get mad when somebody does. You can't get mad at that.
But I think it's because a lot of people are not, just as you said before, not being educated. They're not educating themselves.
And I don't know why.
That's what they're not doing. They're not, because they, okay, my thing is this. You can't educate yourself if you don't know how or where to start to educate yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'll say it as in, like, if you have adults and say those adults have had certain type of lives, or maybe they didn't, they had to stop going to school at a certain age, or they never went to school. And then they had to go out, you know, I had to go out and do things to make money in terms of maybe out in the street selling, selling drugs, or they may have to get a job. So instead of them trying to get some type of education or learning or something for themselves, they just couldn't, and they did. So now, guess what? You have kids now. So now you got to raise these children once again. If you don't have the tools and the knowledge to even put that knowledge into your own children, then guess what? It's gonna keep a cycle that keeps going. Not saying
so,
that somewhere along the way somebody can break that cycle, but once again, you have to know how to break that cycle.
Well, you know what's interesting, and you know, it's not like I'm trying to, you know, throw black people under the bus, but it's like, hey, listen, if you can learn to do other stuff, I mean, why can't you teach yourself to be a non-starter? Like, you know
right.
what, one thing that I have to say, and it could be about anybody, but I just have to say in terms of my people, black people, like, we've been able to turn something into, you know, make something out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, hold on. Oh, got some noise, background noise.
Well, as I said, you know, it's just that, you know, you have to learn to educate yourself. And, you know, if you don't know how, you don't have the tools and don't know how, then, you know, it makes it harder for, you know, as the, you know, the generation goes on. But once again, you can't, you know, it depends on who it is that can stop that and say, you know what, I need to learn to do better by just learning things on my own, even though if I'm not learning it from my mom, my dad, grandma, whoever, you know, I didn't learn it from, I have to learn things on my own. Or try to learn something on my own. How, you know, that's how things can get better. In one aspect, they can, you know, hopefully get better that way.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a possibility. Sorry about that. But yeah, it was a possibility, but
mm-hmm.
the whole thing is, once again, it has to start somewhere. And like I said, a topic of the show, whose lives really matter? And once again, if our lives don't matter to us, then certain people are like, well, hell, if they don't matter to you, why should they matter to us?
Right.
And that's
exactly.
the whole thing. And once again, we allow that type of attitude. We condone it because we're not taking ourselves seriously.
We're not taking anything that we're doing seriously.
Yep.
And that's
exactly
the problem. Except for when we grab a football or a basketball or a microphone or do you want to dance? That's the only thing that we seem to be taking serious.
And it's like those is
about
like
what
that's
we do.
Something right, that's like something that to me it's like that's it feels like back in back in the day it feels like back in the day like the 40s or 50s like oh yeah that's the only time they're good is when they can dance and shuffle and they can tap dance for us and us. It's like no, we can do so much other things. We have invented things, we have built things, okay, we have done so much. And it's like you have to, once again, you have to learn or you have to try to research to get the knowledge of what all the accomplishments that we've done in this world, or in this country, or in this world.
The research has to be, sadly, I have to cut across, the research has to be done because we don't even say much when someone takes the credit. Like, we allow people to take credit for certain things that we do, or we don't fight for the credit, and then we wonder why we're not recognized. And that's why I don't get. Once again, you go in the neighborhood and pull a knife on a black man or a black woman, or you rob your grandma or something like that, but you won't go into a white neighborhood and do that like that. And I'm not saying that you should, but see, once again, it goes to show you certain people are conscious of certain things. They just make the choice to not want to do the right thing.
Right, exactly.
They make the choice to not want to fight. They rather go the easy route. They rather go the cheap route. Or they rather just say, oh, you know what, I'm just going to go to church and pray. Faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe vice versa. So my whole thing is, in the grand scheme of things, what are you really saying? What are you really doing? Like I said, people can go march. They can have all these protests. Because one thing I find interesting, we're only useful or we're only good when we're marching in someone else's cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's when there's no color. That's when color doesn't exist. When we're marching for someone else's cause, it's not about color. But when we're marching for our own cause, then the color is a problem.
Right, exactly. Yep. Absolutely.
Our lives only matter when it's to bolster someone else's.
No, you gotta go that way. Thank you.
Bolster someone else's, numbers
right.
And stuff like that. I mean, listen, like I said, gotta call a spade a spade. You can only allow you can only blame someone else but so much for the stuff that they do to you. It gets
right,
to a point
exactly.
where you just have to take responsibility for yourself and accountability for what you allow.
Right, we have to make our own. It's like we have to make our lives matter so everybody can see. Yes, their lives do matter. Yes, we live and we love. That we get married. We have babies. We have children. We have families that love us and we love our families. Like I said, nobody's family is perfect. Nobody is perfect. But the thing is, we do normal things like everybody else. You know what's so funny? That's just like with good times. That's that's the funny thing about it. It's like they had to put a show out to show that even though these people are poor, they don't have any money, because they was always going through something, but guess what? They still had family, and just like you said, the father and the mother was in the house, even though you seen
real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to continue with this, but remember, we had this conversation. I told you, Esther Rolle, the woman who played Florida, the mother in Good Times, when they asked her to do the role, originally it wasn't with a father in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she said no.
Right.
I'm not
going
to do it unless you put a father in the house.
Right. Right. And that was a very, very good decision that she made in terms of that. But then, as I was saying, the father was there, and
even though, you know, like JJ had got into, well, not get, got into the game, but the game tried to get him, and then they tried to get, you know, Michael as well. And certain situations that happened, the father was there.
Yeah.
The father was there, and he was there. Okay, and like I said, I was, listen, I was scared of him, and he was on TV, father. I was scared of him more than I was scared of my own father.
But you know what? I think he did it too well. Because see, that's what they don't want that. They don't want the cohesiveness.
Right, exactly.
And the thing is, we should have fought harder to keep the cohesiveness.
Yep.
It's like, you know what?
Exactly.
It's the prime example. So you had a lot of, you have people in the ghetto or in the hood or whatever, black people using crack. But when white people use their cocaine or this issue that's going on now with opium and stuff like
opium,
that.
Opium,
yeah, it's, you know, they're just having issues. They need help.
Right, exactly. They need help.
So you're trying to say that black people on crack didn't need help? But once again, it's a double standard. It's obvious. I know. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. But when are we going to stop saying the double standard is okay? That's the problem.
Exactly.
Because when you want to talk about Black Lives Matter, once again, if they don't matter to us, do you really think they're going to matter to anyone else? We have to stop okaying the double standard. We have to stop saying, okay, this is cool. Okay, well, you could do this. Well, okay, you can say crackheads are bad, but people who have opium, there's just issues. Or you can say the shooter that shot up those 17 kids, he has issues. But when a black shoots somebody in Chicago, he's a monster. He's this, he's that, and the third. We have to stop the double standard.
Exactly.
Because once again, you can
march.
Right,
we
march
have to stop it.
But we don't take pen to paper. We don't write legislation. We don't even try to fight for certain positions in office.
Right, exactly. Yep, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, because you know what, that's not important. And then it's like, oh, well, I'm just one person, and which I've heard a lot of times. It's like, yeah, you're right. You're just one person, but if you one person get together and another one person get together and another one person to get together, then maybe something can change.
Yeah, well, you know, that would be nice. That would be nice, but you know what?
Right.
People are afraid.
Yeah.
They're afraid.
That's
they're afraid to change. They don't want to make the sacrifice.
They're afraid of the change.
Look,
they don't want to make the sacrifice.
Look what happened to Malcolm. Look what happened to this person. Look what happened to
him. Yeah.
I don't want that happening to me.
Yeah.
I ain't dying for these by other folks. They don't care about me. See, this is what it boals down to.
Yep. Unfortunately, that's how they, you know, how they think about it.
Yeah, wherever you can stop,
they're scared.
I can hop out. That's fine.
They're scared. They don't want to, you know, end up like that, or they don't want to be ridiculed or blackballed. Like, I mean, well, you know, like, look at the situation with, what's her name, with Monique with Netflix. Like, it's all, not even Netflix, before Netflix. It's like she started speaking out, and then, you know, she got blackballed from everything.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I feel her on one note, but she could have went another way.
Right.
She
yeah.
Went
yeah.
Way
yeah.
And
yeah.
She could have went about
yeah.
it differently than saying how she said it. She could have went totally different. Like sometimes
exactly.
you have to use
yeah.
what you got. Use your platform, and she didn't use her platform. Because she could have used the stand up and put that incorporated. Like you see Dave Chappelle. There's other comedians. They incorporate certain things into their stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And to get their point across. She
right.
just sounded like a hater.
Right, exactly. Yep, exactly. Yep.
Trying to get
like home. They, like, she, yeah, she, yeah, like, she was like, oh, everybody's picking on me. No, nobody, this ain't everybody picking on you. It's the way you're going about doing what you're saying. But then, that's what I'm saying. Then, if you look at, it's like, I don't know, it's just like, then again, it's like if you don't speak out, then it's like, okay, just like you said, if you don't speak out, then it's like, okay, what do you do? It's like, if I speak out, then it's this is the problem. If I don't say anything, then this is the problem. It's like, damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Well, I'd rather be damned if I do, but some people just rather be damned and not do it.
Yep.
You know. But,
Yeah, we got 90 seconds left. Once again, I want to apologize for the lateness and, you know, apologize to everybody. Had to kind of do the show on the run. So thank you for bearing with me. But in the grand scheme of things, I'm going to let Red take it out. All I got to say is, if black lives really matter, make sure yours matter to you as well as others. Kill it, Red.
Well, I got to say, you know, if you want to be the change, if you want things to change, you know, you got to get together and you got to be that change. You can't just say, oh, I can't do it. I'm just one person. Just try as best as you can to get it together and, you know, maybe things can change. This younger generation, y'all need to get it together. Let's get it together because, you know what, older ones retired now. We done did our part, so it's your turn now.
That's facts. So,
yep.
Until next Sunday, Big Red, Brother B, we out.
Later, Brother B.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Holla. All right.
Later.
Later.